listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You can get Chris on the line. Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulties. Okay, folks, today I have a really special treat. And I really brought this to you live, but we're going to be doing a lot of work together, Chuck Carlson and I. Chuck Carlson was a friend of Eustace Mullins. Oh, sorry about that. Can you hear me now? I guess the technical difficulty. Anyway, Chuck Carlson is Can you hear me? Okay, I don't know what's going on here. All right. I think that we're okay now. Anyway, like I was saying, We Hold These Truths is the website that Chuck operates. And I was just really blessed, very blessed to have run into him through a very good friend, Catherine, when I really need to give her a shout out for linking us together. An amazing man, and he spent a lot of time with Eustace, and he has so many interesting stories to tell about times Eustace used to come and stay at his home, and they used to have all sorts of adventures together. So we did the first interview together. He didn't have a camera, and I got him set up with the whole camera. We did a nice video interview. Just an incredible man. The knowledge that this man holds is incredible. And he has the website is We Hold These Truths. It's www.htt.org. We Hold These Truths.org. And I tell you, it's been a rough, really rough week. Just earlier this week, I had my channel on YouTube was censored. They were going to take me out for 90 days. I tell you what, there is a lot of there's a lot to it when people write in for you and they communicate with at Team YouTube. Let me tell you something. They my bacon there. They had first denied me, and you know they call these the anti-Semitic thing, right? They're always anti. You're always anti-Semitic. That's the accusation. When there was nothing that they could point to, finally I got in touch with them, and I kind of threatened that if you had people like what's that comedian? What's her name? It's escaping me for the moment. She once said that the Jews killed Jesus, and I'd do it again. What's her? I forget her name. Anyway, it's worthless to even bring her up. But anyway, I made the point with YouTube, and I said, look, you know, if you're going to censor me and you're going to leave that person up, I think that, you know, equal protection under the law, don't you have to guarantee somebody equal protection under the law? So you can castigate Christians all you want, but God forbid we challenge anything. We start to challenge, and God forbid, you know, oh, you can't do that. But I had Brian Young of High Impact Flicks, he came to the rescue. They sent a tweet to at Team YouTube, and a whole bunch of people got in on it. And they finally contacted me back, and I guess they felt the heat a little bit, and they restored my channel. So I had told a lot of people, and I was getting emails. I wanted to let you guys know that the channel is back, and everything is in good standing. So anyway, what I'm going to share with you today is Chuck Carlson. Like I said, a friend of Eustace Mullins. And we have, by the way, anybody who wants to chip in and help, if you go to rtrtruthmedia.com, for every donation of $20 or more while supplies last, I will send you a complimentary copy of Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve, hard copy, brand new. And I was blessed enough to read that again last week. My God, the information in there is just mind-blowing. Mm. Absolutely mind-blowing. So anyway, Chuck Carlson, we're going to share this with you. This was an interview I just recorded, and we couldn't get Chuck on the, because he's a church-going man, couldn't get him on Sunday. So that was the issue with being able to have him on live. So if you'd roll that, I appreciate it. WHTT Chuck Carlson, friend of Eustace Mullins. That'd be fine. No, from the beginning. Technical glitches today, I tell you, I don't know.
Okay, folks, we are finally on the line with a much anticipated interview that I was looking forward to. A friend and colleague of Eustace Mullins, who everyone out there who knows me knows a long time I've respected. Highly respected Eustace Mullins and his contributions to the truth movement. Chuck Carlson, welcome to our forum here at RTR Truth Media. It's finally nice to finally sit down and talk with you. One of my diehard supporters, Catherine, I'd like to give a shout out to, who's kind enough to put us in communication with one another. I'm dedicating this episode to her for all the hard work that she does and information that she sends me. So welcome to RTR.
Thank you, and thanks to Catherine. I'm delighted for the introduction and glad to get to meet you finally.
Yes, sir.
And we are looking forward to this. We think it's a great venue and a good opportunity for us to get parts of our story across, and we hope that it contributes.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, you and I have... we have in common. For those of listeners out there who may not know that my mother and I were longtime members of the John Birch Society, and until I started delving deep into this truth movement, well, whatever you want to call it, and I started hearing rumors about how the Rockefellers did this and there's a candy company and how they infiltrated. And then one of the things that bothered me was that many of the members who I'd become friends with were, as I was becoming awakened to Zionism, and especially the oxymoron of Christian Zionism, I found that a lot of the members there were hoodwinked by Zionism too. And that was kind of a bother to me. I always stay in touch with a lot of those fellows that woke up and pulled themselves out of it, but I wanted to just mention this because, you know, a lot of people in this conspiracy crowd, they're like, oh, they're John Birchers, watch out. I'm like, well, hang on a minute.
There we were, right?
Yeah, I'm an equal opportunity criticizer. And what attracted me to the Birchers were I cannot stand cultural Marxism and communism. So I'm an anti-communist. So that's what attracted me to that, which attracts a lot of people to it. I imagine you too.
Absolutely. And also the fact that they were very strong, moral people, most usually from the Middle West.
Yes.
Very dedicated people, and we're trying to do the right thing. And that's in itself attractive.
Yes, yes.
And of course, this problem with that you mentioned with Christian Zionism goes hand in glove with the Middle Eastern churches of our day, and this became a big issue with us, and it was not something that we could change in the John Birch Society, so we ended up finding our own way. However, we're grateful for some of the things they did.
Yes, absolutely.
They taught us and people they introduced us to.
Yes, and a lot of information, especially historical information about our founding and different things that I'm grateful to have been exposed to. When I started exposing some of my fellow birchers there to the fact that the 14th Amendment was never lawfully ratified and a lot of the usurpations that happened in our history, the official leadership wasn't too happy about all of that because they're staunch constitutionalists. They didn't want to hear that there had been a part of the Constitution that had been perverted, but that is in fact the case. I mean, if you can consider in one state, representatives were kidnapped and forcefully brought to be forced to sit in their quorum to pass an amendment that expanded the federal government in size and scope that I called the 14th Amendment the Communist Amendment because it created a huge central planning bureaucracy that the communists already they dreamed of. And I think it just empowered, anyway, that's a whole nother story for another day. But getting back
to one of the things that was good that came out of it was introduction. That's where I met Eustace Mullins.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about today, who I think is a great star in the heroic movement in our history.
Yes.
Exposed and wrote about and clarified a lot of things. And so things like that did come through our experiences, and I think I'm grateful for my experiences.
Yes, yes.
Most of them.
He opened my eyes especially to the Federal Reserve System, which is, of course, neither federal nor is a reserve. I love how they cleverly name things to be the exact opposite of what they are. And that's what they always do. Deception, deception, deception. So would you tell us a little bit now, when I found out that you were a founding member of We Hold These Truths, this is something that I'm very familiar with. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes. In 2002, I had an opportunity to go to the Middle East and travel through Egypt, where I got my camel my pet camel. And then, finally, by a backdoor connection, I managed to get into the Gaza Strip, where I knew a missionary who lived there, worked there, a family that was there. And we managed to get in, and there I had the life-changing experience of watching a Israeli missile raid that might have been as many as 75 missiles. They were guided missiles fired from U.S. helicopters. They were Apaches made right here in the United States. They killed 4 people and wounded 40 more. I don't know how many of the 40 survived. I went and marched in the parade the next day, or walked behind it, I should say, hiding behind it. And I saw the travesty that's going on in the Middle East close up from my own eyes, by absolute accident, just a freak of being there at that particular night.
Wow.
So this was my introduction to what is really going on in the Middle East. And it was quickly thereafter decided by a half a dozen of us who got together that what was most needed was some Christian organization or organization of predominantly Christians. That would expose what is going on in the Middle East in terms of the warring against the Palestinian people in the name of the state of Israel. So this was what we decided to do, and we made it our effort and objective to inform America's churches, both the mainline churches, the old traditional churches, originally we focused upon evangelical churches that were accepting the idea that the state of Israel in the Middle East was the fulfillment of God's promise and therefore was favored above all else by God and must not be interfered with in any way by we Christians. This essentially became our definition of what we now call Christian Zionism. And we coined that term. The term Christian Zionism, of course, we knew that it was an oxymoron to begin with, you cannot be a Zionist and a Christian at the same time, because one stands for peace and love, and the other is ready for war and death at any time. Mm-hmm. So we decided that the term Christian Zionism would never be accepted by any churches, and we would use it to explain this abuse that's going on. We have since found out, however, that a number of the churches that practice this black art actually do call themselves Christian Zionists.
They ended up embracing it, yeah.
They ended up embracing it and even accept it as a legitimate a form of religion, yeah. Which we will never do.
Yeah, but I call it Christian Talmudism or
exactly.
Yeah, it's just not it's and what did and I like to say Christian Talmudism, because if anybody who knows, like, you know, Jesus's words to the Pharisees were rather clear when he addressed them on the oral traditions, and he said, you know, your doctrines of men make the law of the Father of none effect. He was addressing the oral traditions, which would eventually become written down as the Talmud. Right. And he was very clear about this. And
absolutely.
It amazes me how people can profess to be Christians and embrace an ideology of a people who accept Talmudism, and essentially that it is a form of supremacism, that all of us are essentially second-class citizens, or even beasts in some respects, not even men. It's a very scary situation. My heart bleeds for these people because they're so brainwashed.
Absolutely, and our efforts are to try to change and inform them, but we've also realized that this is a very slow process and we need to go faster. And we've begun to realize that if we go to the mainline churches and explain to them what Christian Zionism is all about, they don't have much trouble understanding it.
No.
They can quickly grasp not only what it is, but what's wrong with it. So we have commenced to attempt to reach Lutherans, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, Catholics, other believers who follow Jesus' words, and at least try to. And explain to them that they need to be active participants in correcting their brothers who are in the Southern Baptist Convention and the other Zionist-leaning churches.
Yes, yes.
Which, by the way, make up the primary support base for the whole movement.
Oh, yes. I dare say without the support of Christian Zionism in America, Israel wouldn't be anywhere near as far along in its endeavors as it has found itself. I don't think that many of these wars in the Middle East would have ever happened.
We believe that. We believe that that the Zionist Christian Zionist movement did result in and foster most of the wars we've had in the Middle East. Of course, the purpose of these wars are other. There are other purposes for these wars.
Sure.
They weren't just to satisfy Israel's bloodlust.
No.
They have the definite business purposes that are carried out by business interests in America.
They always have. They funded just about both sides of every war since the past at least several hundred years. Some people call it Rothschild Zionism, and I don't think that's a terribly inaccurate descriptor, considering who financially and logistically used their connections to see to that the state would come into fruition. And a lot of these interests, look at the the Golan Heights with Genie Oil. Who owns Genie Oil? Rothschild, Cheney, and Rupert Murdoch, and now the United States has declared that they recognize Israel's claim over the Golan Heights and all of the natural resources that it's so obvious to anyone who just removes the blinders from their eyes. And who was it that said and scrubbed? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, RTR Truth Media this Sunday.
Be right back. Chuck Carlson, WHTT. We hold these truths.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, cross the sea of years, with no provision, but enough
faith. Welcome back, ladies. Carl Collins from We Hold These Truths. That's WHTT.org. Go ahead.
In a little image that you can picture, and may I?
Sure, please go ahead.
What we look at is the war movement, especially in the Middle East, but not limited to the Middle East, but especially there. The one we're in the midst of now, where we've seen at least five or six countries in the Middle East thrown down, and each one of them was a powerful oil producer, and three or four more major oil producers, some that we rarely hear of, such as South Sudan, mm-hmm. are under enormous pressure right now for someone to take them over and control their oil. So there's always the faction that wants to take over. We picture this as a kind of a pyramid, a three-sided object. If you can picture one of those Middle Eastern pyramids in Egypt sticking up there in the air,
yeah.
hundreds of feet. One side of the pyramid to us is the pressure for the war machine itself. The idea that we always have businessmen who can make a very good living out of war, and we have plenty of these companies from Boeing to Lockheed to General Dynamics, all of which participated in the raid I witnessed in Gaza in 2002. All of them had a stake in it. And then hundreds of other companies that are in this war complex. We don't label them evil. They're operated by people like ourselves, but they have an interest in war. The second side of the pyramid that we see is where does the money come from side? And this is where our mutual friend Eustace Mullen came in and explained to you and to me so well, so much better than I would have ever known without him, how this money machine actually works to finance wars and all kinds of other mechanisms around the world, but particularly the financing of wars by essentially creating or printing money out of nowhere,
yep,
out of air. It is the inflation machine that runs things. And strangely enough, and bizarre as it may seem, it isn't controlled by anybody in our country. It's an internationally controlled cabal that is above our president. So when we hear our president say he's going to throttle the Federal Reserve,
yeah,
or he's going to demand they do this or that, we can just chalk that up as self-serving self-amusement, because this system basically is independent. It is above and created above our government.
Well, Alan Greenspan kind of made that clear when he was asked that question. He was painfully, brutally honest. And, you know, I play that clip often.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear it myself. Yeah. Have heard it. And then the third side of this pyramid that all meet at the top is that there has to be somehow created an uninformed support, an uninformed broad public support, hopefully from a very moral, upstanding segment of the economy that basically supports the ideas of these first two machines, the war machine and the money machine. And it has to basically be large enough and influential enough to actually cause others to go along with it, to where this whole notion of continuous war can be sold. That has turned out to be what we have come to call the Christian Zionist movement.
I come to call them to the what Stalin used to call his foot soldiers, are useful idiots. I hate to say it, and I don't mean that as a derogatory insult to them to assault their senses. But this is what Stalin, and he said that they would never realize that the people that would put them in positions of power, they would never realize what it was and who it was they were serving or what they were doing, and he called them useful idiots, and that's who I kind of look at the Christian Zionists as being. But good.
I can probably say I was never completely one of them, but I was certainly raised and lived for some decades within their system, mm-hmm, and knew it very well. I was a deacon in a Baptist, mm-hmm, church. I participated in these things. And I finally began to see through these war problems and realize there was something wrong that just did not equate with what Jesus said. And of course, our approach to this Christian Zionist group is to point out what Jesus said about peace, loving your brother, loving even your enemy, and nothing ever that would ever support any kind of a war or an armed conflict against anyone.
No.
So this is basic Christianity 101. And it's been violated by this third face of this ugly triangle.
Yeah. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media with Chuck Carlson.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Lacovara, Stewart, RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic Radio and the Republic Broadcasting Network. And what you've been listening to is an interview. And we're going to be doing more in-depth interviews discussing Chuck's time with Eustace Mullins when he came and stayed in Arizona. And this man, he's got intestinal fortitude. He goes in front of these Christian churches and he puts up his signs and he protests, and he does so very peacefully, and he tries to inform people, and they sometimes get very mad at him. He has no fear. He's a good man. I'm blessed to know him. Anyway, let's get back to the interview. Chuck Carlson.
I challenge all Christians to please show me anywhere in the New Testament that it justifies more bombs for Jesus.
Exactly. And it's not found. It isn't found in clever language. It isn't found disguised. It isn't found hidden in some other phrase or place or said by somebody else for him. It's just not there. Christianity is about peace and love. And so this is our approach, then, is to try to educate on these three fronts.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that sounds about right to me.
Is one with the Christian Zionists.
Sounds about right to me.
And we do owe a lot to Eustace Mullin and the people that taught us how the money part of this worked, because if we wouldn't have been able to understand that, we would have never understand where the wars came from.
Very true. I consider him one of my my mentors. Really gave me the footing, the basis for the realization that something was very wrong. And it led me down many other paths of discovery just from the books and the conversations. And so, I mean, just so many areas that now that I can see, and they're all tied into it. It seems like some people will say, you know, when I try and make connections, like when it comes to the Kennedy brothers and their assassination, and a lot of other world events, the hands behind it, the people behind it. People say, "Oh, you see them, that you think that they do everything." No, it's not that I think. It has nothing to do with what I think. It's very simply what the world is prevented from hearing or seeing about. Just as simple as the man who killed Lee Harvey Oswald. They always call him Jack Ruby, and even the Oliver Stone JFK movie that shows you Jack Ruby, that doesn't give you the background of who Jack Rubenstein really was. He was a Jewish gangster who was tied in with Mickey Cohen and Meyer Lansky, and there were networks of gangsters, and they don't tell you any of this stuff. They don't teach you any of this stuff. Or the fact that Kennedy demanded inspectors to go into Dimona, to their nuclear facility there in Israel. And he was back and forth with Ben-Gurion about it. Ben-Gurion ended up having to step down. And come to find out, Vanunu, the NUMEC material that disappeared out of Pennsylvania ended up going to Israel. So Kennedy knew, he and his brother knew what was going on. But as he was pressuring Israel to get in there for those nuclear inspectors, and he also... Bobby Kennedy was trying to push the Zionist Organization of America to register as foreign agents, and then both of those brothers are taken out simultaneously, and their replacements turn around and go full tilt. They don't worry about the inspectors. They don't worry about the Zionist Organization of America. They're doing the exact opposite than what the Kennedy brothers were trying to accomplish. So I think that at very least, is relevant in the discussion. You know...
Absolutely.
So anyway,
we like to concentrate our discussion, our efforts, and we hold these truths. Mm-hmm. We like to concentrate, of course, on the Christian Zionist idea, because this is where the good people are who need to be changed. Mm-hmm. We'd like to see them change because we think that would produce permanent change. Mm-hmm. And we would like, of course, to see the Federal Reserve abolished, and we're happy to talk about that. Yeah. We have plenty of things from Eustace Mullins and others, in my own experience too, that lead me to understand how this illegal banking system, a cartel of crime, essentially financing what they want to finance, regardless of economic conditions, goes on here, and it's going on in other countries.
Yeah, and it's not remotely constitutional. It never was remotely constitutional, and it still got rammed down our throats.
No. Only Congress shall finance money. Only Congress has the power to print money, establish the value thereof. Isn't that in the Constitution?
Yes.
And where did we get this Federal Reserve in 1913 that simply does that every day in front of us, and then tells us we have to lack it or
not? Yeah, if anybody else did what the Fed did, they would be underneath a baby, buried underneath a prison.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Hmm. So Christian Zionism, I'm looking at Pastor Hagee. My God, that behemoth of an organization. And he just, I mean, when you listen to him, it's just all about... If he said the name Jesus Christ half as many times as he said the word Israel, I think I'd fall out of my chair. I mean, it seems like he's worshiping an idol in the foreign state.
One of the little exercises we've done is to go to church meetings and after the meeting point out how few times Jesus' name is mentioned. And in some cases, he doesn't get mentioned at all in some of these Zionist meetings. John Hagee and some of his crowd have noticed that we've said this, and they're starting to plug in Jesus' name a few times just for effect. but it's usually in Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
You go to the Zionist church.
Blast
because
worse.
All of the conversation is about the ideas they're trying to put forward, the people they're trying to fund, and so on.
Yes, I agree. It's so sad. So sad to see so many people so hoodwinked. You know, good people. There's a lot of good people I knew. I mean, in otherwise every aspect of their lives, relatively just normal, everyday, red-blooded American folks, man. And they're just, they're swept away. I remember butting heads with this gentleman. He calls himself Wild Bill for America. And I used to watch his videos all the time because he seemed like a Tea Party constitutionalist. And, you know, a lot of the things that he said resonated with me. And then he started in with the Israel thing. And then he went after people that were advocating on behalf of the USS Liberty and called us a bunch of Jew-hating anti-Semites. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You went from talking like a constitutional patriot to a Bolshevik in 3.2 seconds. I mean, you're talking about literally Bolshevik-style laws that censor people and silence what they say and prevent them from being able to spend or not spend their money where they choose to spend it or not to spend it. This is not anything remotely American. And here we have this guy in a cowboy hat. It breaks my heart. It really does.
Well, Tom, we hold these truths really think that the key to this is, of course, unwinding that part of the pyramid, the face of the pyramid that has Christian Zionist written on it. But we also think in order to do that, these people have to be led to understand what the Federal Reserve is doing to their money, their futures, their children's future, the future of our country. They need to understand that. When we can get the Christian part, the Christian face of the pyramid, to recognize the side of the pyramid across the top from them, the one that says the Federal Reserve and the money supply. When we can get the Christian side to understand that side of it, I think the whole pyramid is going to fall apart because it's hollow inside. The faces of it are strong, powerful looking. It looks like it can withstand anything. It looks like those Egyptian pyramids. But in fact, it is an empty shell. And it's kept alive by virtue of the great war lies that are carried on, the huge amount of propaganda, and the way it's been able to influence America's churches to not take any kind of a stand on these questions of morality, not just questions of Jesus' name, but questions of morality and war, killing.
Yes, absolutely.
In their name. And we do believe that the answer to this is going to resort back to the Christians at the core of these churches on the face of that face of that pyramid. And when that happens, it's going to be something to behold. There's going to be a collapse like you've never seen. Picture a pyramid as tall as the Egyptian pyramid that's hollow inside and it collapses. What that's going to look like? That will look puny, small, and dusty compared to what our system is going to look like when awakening finally does take place.
I pray for that. That would be an awesome thing. You know, we need to have an awakening. Another reformation, I guess.
Another reformation, right.
Sir.
Well, there have been many reformations throughout the centuries.
Yes,
so
yes, there is.
Why not one more? It's time for one.
Yes, I agree with you. Okay, we're at 30 minutes exactly on Christian Zionism, and I would like to... I'm going to pause real quick. Hang on one second. Christian Zionism, isn't it just one of those things that just we're all in pursuit of trying to wake people up? And you know, we're gonna revisit this, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck Carlson is going to be back with me again. This is just part one of probably several parts. We're going to be talking again more in the future about Eustace Mullins, but why don't you tell me a little bit about what you were just saying before we came back on?
Well, my experience was to meet Eustace Mullins some years later, but in 1962, actually 1963, I ended up in New York in a training class on Wall Street by one of the Big Ten brokerage firms, and the guy they hired to do the class, name was Lohman, Philip Lohman. Philip was a Ivy League professor at one of the universities, Vermont or somewhere. He came down to Wall Street because he had a young, expensive wife. He needed more money. And so he took a job as a training director for this big brokerage firm. And his pet love was the Federal Reserve System, and he introduced it to me for the first time. He told me all about the Federal Reserve System. He told us, all of us in the class, that if we could learn to think like they did, follow their example, and then go follow their and do what they did, we'd never have to worry about being wrong, and we'd never have to worry about money.
Wow.
He went on to laud the Federal Reserve for the whole 6 months that we were there. And I went down and visited the 5-floor-deep vault in the Fed, took my new wife with me. We looked through the grates. We saw the gold stacked up on the floor in the fifth-floor basement in little cages that represented countries, Germany here, Japan there, China there, the U.S. over here in a big pile inside these things. And this was my introduction to there being a Federal Reserve System. A few years later, of course, Eustace Mullins became a friend. He stayed with me at my home in Phoenix, we took him around to meetings, put on programs for him. He spoke. He always drew great audiences because he was so knowledgeable and had this incredible experience that we'll just have to relate to you. It just goes beyond imagination what he learned and from his experience in discovering the Federal Reserve and what it really did and what it was really all about and who really owned it, controlled it, and why. And so that's, I think, would be a good part two.
Oh, I think that would be an excellent part two. And, you know, I thank you for joining us today. And for those folks out there that are wondering when a part two is coming, Chuck and I plan on having regular conversations, and I plan on recording all of them. And, you know, just like a lot of Eustace's recordings have been preserved, thank goodness, I think it's important that we do preserve all of these recordings for posterity and for future generations. You know, so you can never let it be said that we didn't try and inform as many people as we could, right? So that's our duty. It's our dedicated duty to do that, I believe. So,
and it's my pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you.
I'll look forward to it, Tom.
Thank you. The honor and pleasure is mine, sir. And I look forward to part two. And ladies and gentlemen, part two will be coming very soon, probably just within maybe a few days or a week or so. We'll be back at this regularly. So stay tuned. All right. For this is Tom Lacovara Stewart, RTR Truth Media. We'll see you next time.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Chuck Carlson, he's going to be back on with us quite a bit. I'm very blessed to have him. He's done some really good work. He did a documentary on Christian Zionism, you know, Jesus being the fulfillment of the promise. And, you know, I can't understand for the life of me. It just doesn't compute in my brain, Christians that accept this treatment of Israel. I call it Israel, the Christian Zionist golden calf. I think that's the most accurate description. Anyway, 1-800-313-9443. If you want to call in, you want to make a comment, you want to ask a question, you want to contribute, you can call in if you'd like to. You know, Eustace Mullins, How awesome. How awesome of a man was that? I mean, this man, he went up against some really heavy hitters. He really did. He really did.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Oh, my God. You with me there, buddy?
No, I'm with you, man. Just listening, sitting back and enjoying the show.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Chuck is just, he's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Folks, WHTT.org, and that's how you can get a hold of him. Go to his website, check him out. He's good friends also with quite a few of these pastors that are waking up, including Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin is one of those guys I love too. Anyway, we got to pray. A few words from our sponsors. We'll be right back. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Shut your mouth, swallow your pride. What does it matter? Our ambassador died. There's nothing you can do about it. Might as well face it. Disagree with anything you label racist.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart. I'm joined with my new partner, Chris Switzer, from the Freedom Ministry channel on YouTube. I would ask everyone who's listening to check out the Freedom Ministry channel on YouTube, along with, of course, RTR Truth Media. We're going to be doing some collaborative projects on my channel. I know that. Anyway, we have a couple callers on the line. Davey in Texas, I think, is up first. Davey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Man, have you ever heard of Stephen McDonald's Stone of Destiny album?
That sounds familiar.
Well, it's a piece of history, but, I mean, that's some great music. If you ever get turned on to Stephen McDonald, you can just listen to it overnight on continuous play. Have you ever read that book by Eustace Mullins, The Biological Jew?
Yes, sir, I have. Mullins is he's kind of like a de facto mentor of mine.
Amen.
Same here.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, have you ever seen or read any of Willie Martin's outline page?
I have. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
There's one of them there called In Search of Isaac's Children, and it's got some really interesting details. And my point is that, you know, when you read the first five books of the Bible about money changers and Pharaoh hating on Jesus being the Jewish Talmudic terrorist, because the story about the children of Israel is not about proselytes to Talmudic Judaism.
I'm looking at it right now. As a matter of fact, it rang a bell. I've seen this book. It's I remember it was brown and tan. It's In Search of Isaac's Children by Willie Martin. It's currently unavailable on Amazon. Imagine that.
Yeah, well, let's check out Willie Martin Files Outline. It's a website, Willie Martin Files Outline. There's a lot more on there, like, you know Your Enemy and a whole lot of other stuff. But, you know, the more time people spend finding out what is true, the less time they're going to be sitting around talking about all the lies that people that watch TV repeat because they're just parrots, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks.
No. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, David.
We have Bruce in North Carolina. Bruce, you're on.
Good show today, Tom. Chuck is right on point every time. As a matter of fact, I've talked to Eunice Mullins up in when he lived up in Virginia several times before he went to Ohio. And you bring up the term Christian Zionist. I also want to bring up another term called Judeo-Christian. That's another oxymoron that people be very, very aware of, okay?
The Jews are trying to put their foot through the door
to mix yourselves up with the Christians, and this isn't working well. But anyway, I wanted to bring that up. The Judeo-Christians is the same thing as Christian Zionists. There's no difference.
Absolutely. Also, I feel the same way. I feel the same way about it.
And the British identity movement.
Yeah.
And also, yes, this is a false, fake Israel. This is not a true Israel.
That's right.
This is a false, fake Israel. It's man-made, not God-made. So be careful of that. And God's chosen people are not the Jews. God's chosen people are the Israelites, the true Hebrew, biblical Hebrews of the Bible. They're the 12.
Not the Israelis.
Of Jacob. That's exactly who they are. The white Europeans. The white people.
Not the Khazarian mafia.
All right, brother. We got to cut and run. We're running out of time, brother. Thank you for calling in. This is Tom Lacovara Stewart, Chris Switzer, RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you all for tuning in.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.